This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We got more crazy news, but let's cover it in another segment, okay, if you guys don't mind. Because, I mean, there's so much. People working with the Clinton campaign, we got Islam, I'm going to call it Islamophobia, but it's rationalized with this other story we have. Citizenship on the census, right? Funding, President Trump deciding, hey, you know what, you don't like America? You want to do things to get after us? We're going to just take your money away, right? El Chapo's in the news. Dick's Sporting Goods is in the news. There's tons of stuff in the news. We'll try to get to it all. It's just too many things in the news. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. Hey, here's a story that's kind of interesting. Marijuana. Mary Jane 420 is in the news. And I call this sort of unintended consequences. Because we've got marijuana-related emergency room visits in Colorado have tripled since the legalization of cannabis in 2012. Now, you guys are paying for it in Colorado. We are paying for it as a whole, as a nation, because, you know, as part of the healthcare system, what the government is supposed to do is look at things and say, you know what? This is a crisis. Now, before my libertarian friends get after me, I don't give a crap what you do about drugs. Don't care. What I care about is that I don't have to take care of you. See, your decisions shouldn't impact me. I make good decisions. I don't do any drugs that will cause me to trip, so I got to go to the hospital and then leave a big fat bill on your desk. And if I did trip, I would make sure I had the money to say, okay, when I go to the hospital and I'm tripping, don't pay. Don't let everybody else have to pay. We live in a society where people just go, I don't care. Somebody else will take care of it. Well, I don't think that's fair. But the people that are toking up, these marijuana folks, they are going to the hospital in three times the rate than they were previously. Now, I don't know what the rate was previously, but it's probably higher than the non-marijuana smokers or the non-smokers. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Do you partake? I don't know if you partake. I don't even care. But I will tell you, I find it interesting that I don't do any of this stuff, and I'm getting left with bills. And I said earlier, I don't want my libertarian friends mad at me because I don't care what drugs you use. But if it impacts me and it's impacting my pocketbook, then I care. And I think it's government's responsibility to say, okay, look, you want to use recreational marijuana, you want to use medical marijuana, whatever. When there's an issue with it, it is not the public's problem. It's your problem. Maybe that would convince people. Think about it. If you said, look, you can use all the drugs you want, but the government has no responsibility for you. The citizens have no responsibility. If you choose a course of action that's destructive and reckless, what do you want me to do? I know I feel like I'm preaching right now. Anyway, they said researchers at UC Health's University Colorado Hospital reviewed the records of nearly 10,000 patients who had pot-related visits at the hospital between 2012 and 2016. They found a threefold increase in cannabis-associated emergency department visits during that period. 300%. That's a red flag. You legalize something and you get a 300% increase. I mean, look, you don't have to be a genius here. You know something's up. Lawmakers rushing to legalize marijuana need to slow down and consider the implications it could bring to their state, said Dr. Kevin Sabat, founder of Smart Approaches to Marijuana. They're currently not receiving information such as this from the pot industry's army of lobbyists. So, the pot industry now is like big tobacco or any other industry where it says, okay, leave marijuana alone. So what? The public is going to foot the bill for this. Who cares? It's not, you know, it's not our problem. It's a public problem now. You've legalized it. It's okay. And other states are going to do it, and those numbers are going to go up, and then, I don't know, I can't predict it. I mean, I can. But I'm saying, is it my responsibility to predict it? I just think that what's going to happen? The people who don't use drugs, are going to watch these things spiral out of control. Now, while I say, I don't care, if you want to go lick a toad's back, or you see a mushroom and you go, ooh, I wonder what that tastes like, and you go on a trip, a hallucinogenic trip, fine. I don't have a problem with it. I know a lot of Republicans do, but, you know, as a conservative and a pragmatist, a person who probably leans more libertarian in that respect, I don't care what you put in your body. It's your body. You can do what you want to. Do what you want to. That's how I finish. Do what you want to. It is. It's your body. I'm not going to regulate it. You know, it is what it is. Same thing I say to these women that say, it's my body. I can do what I want. Yeah, you can do what you want. If you have a baby, you're carrying a child now, and that's that child's body. And they should be able to do what they want. So I'm consistent. I know people out there, well, Kevin, what about pro-life and pro-choice? You know, because people want to try to put me in a, back me in a corner, like they're going to get me. You ain't getting me. I've been thinking about this stuff a long time. I don't do politics because I'm ruggedly handsome, which I happen to be. I do it because I'm smart. Pot smokers visited the emergency room more often, but edibles accounted for a higher number of cardiovascular and psychiatric symptoms. Edibles are food products containing tetrahydrocannabinol, more commonly known as THC, and is a psychoactive ingredient in cannabis. So it's sending people on these head trips. I don't know. I can't even explain it because I've never done it. Never done the drug, man. So we have to. If somebody knows, call us. 844-551-8255. I'm not going to be mad at you because you smoke pot. One of my best buddies in the world used to smoke pot. He's finally outgrown it. He told me the other day, like, man, I ain't hit no joint in, it's been decades. I was like, well, good. Because I used to hate that you smell like a friggin' homeless man every time you would smoke dope with your buddies and then come hang out with me and my crowd, making people think I smoke dope. I don't smoke dope. Never have, never will. I mean, I don't even like smelling my underarms after 3 days, much less carrying around that funk. Yikes. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today, folks. Lots to talk about this hour. We've already had a brilliant hour. If you want to check it out, kjradio.com. Download it. Tell your friends about it. And don't do it while you're smoking pot, because who knows what you'll do with it. You know what? I don't care. Do what you want to with my show, even if you're smoking pot. We're going to take a short break. Justin Smollett's on the game.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out.
You're only at your best when your mind is at its best.
Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Rock!
An award that said no Jesse Smollett jokes. Of light skin, you know? You know what I could do with that light skin? That curly hair, my career would be out here! Running Hollywood! Yes, no, just...
That was obviously Chris Rock, and he was making a statement about Jussie Smollett at the NAACP Image Awards, the 50th Image Awards. And what was interesting to me is that they put out a memo for nobody to make jokes about Jussie Smollett at the Image Awards. And I was thinking, imagine having to tell black leftists to lay off of the gay Tupac. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The black frauds at the NAACP wanted nobody to highlight the scam that Smollett tried to pull, because doing so might remind people that Smollett lied about the pro-Trump white people attacking him, which destroys the narrative. So as opposed to addressing the black elephant in the room and explaining, hey, look, we are nominating Jussie for an NAACP Image Award. By the way, he still got it nominated. He didn't win, but he did get nominated. And so Chris Rock's like, he ain't getting no respect from me. Now, he couched it in humor. But trust me, there were black people in that audience mad that he even brought it up. Chris Rock broke the rules, made jabs at Smollett just moments before he was going to present outstanding comedy series to ABC's Black-ish, which, by the way, horrible comedy series, not even funny. Anthony, ethnocentric black knucklehead Anderson, is in that TV show, and it does nothing except bash conservatives, bash white people. It is a horrible show. If it was called Whitish and they just put white, substituted white and black, it would be considered one of the most racist, racially insensitive, if not downright racist shows on TV. But guess what? That TV show won that particular award. And the award that Jussie Smollett was supposed to win, he lost to Grey's Anatomy star Jesse Williams in a supporting actor role in a drama series. And he didn't attend the awards, Jesse Williams. Congratulations, Jesse, for having something better to do. Yeah, no Jussie Smollett jokes at the NAACP. It's funny. He says, what a waste of white skin. Do you know what I could do with that light skin, that curly hair? My career would be out of here. I'd be running Hollywood. What the hell was he thinking? That's what Chris Rock said. But let me translate for you white folks listening to the program, because what Chris Rock did was point out what many black people know. And that is, a guy with Jussie Smollett's looks should own Hollywood. This guy, he's a light-skinned Negro with curly hair, good-looking guy, he's LGBT. If Jussie Smollett had driving talent to accomplish his goals, there's no limit to what he would be willing to, what he could accomplish. Nothing. There's no limit. I mean, look at the guy. He's got a smile. He's got, you know, I mean, great family upbringing. He's black and Jewish. Holy cow, man. Who runs Hollywood? Jewish people run Hollywood, for goodness sake. But instead, what Smollett did, or whatever his name is, Jussie Smollett, or Smollett, Jussie Smollett, all right. But whatever his name is, he decided to use a ruse to get ahead. He decided he would make up a story about pro-Trump supporters beating him up. Why? Because he's black and he's gay and he's on Empire. They can't have that. Why? They don't want black people on TV. You know how them white folks are. Those pro-Trump white people are the worst. And this guy's deception is boundless. And we reported about it. I've talked about it on the radio show too, where Jussie Smollett stole his brother's ID in order to get out of a DUI. Yep. Lied to police in 2007 by claiming his younger brother Jake. He was his younger brother Jake. He got pulled over for a DUI. Pleaded no contest to giving false information in addition to driving under the influence and driving without a valid license. I mean, this is a guy that just the rules don't apply. I'm too busy. Why do I need a license? Won't you leave me alone? I'm my brother. So what? I'm drunk. This guy's he's got major problems. Major problems. That's what Smollett did to his own family, by the way. What do you think he would do to you, conservative white folks in America, if he had a chance at you. Well, he did. I don't have to have you think about it. That was a trick question. You already know what he would do. He would accuse you of beating him up, having staged his own demise, paid actors to do it. I bet he'd sell his sisters as sex slaves if he thought it would improve his career. Oh, no, Kevin Jackson didn't just go there. Yeah, I did. Anyway, Chris Rock didn't buy the story. Told him you'd be known as Jesse, not Jussie. You don't get the U. And I mentioned Anthony Anderson before, the buffoonish black guy that's in the show Blackish. He was supportive of Smollett. Yeah. And then right after Chris Rock did his deal, another girl came up and they wrote this. In response to Rock's jokes, Blackish star Yara Shahidi made her stance in the Smollett controversy obvious. I stand with Jesse, Shahidi said before she handed the microphone to Marcus Shribner, or Shribner, and ducked into her crowd of castmates, including Anthony Anderson and Tracy Ellis Ross. Let's be clear. I want to be clear. Anybody standing with Smollett is an ethnocentric black racist or just an effing moron. Okay? That's it. Sorry to you know, because I know it's like the N-word to say effing. Or there is another alternative. They could be both. So for the Holly weirdos who might care about their Q scores, they need to understand Chris Rock isn't the only person that gets what Jussie Smollett is doing. The cards pulled to exonerate that clown backfired, as much as learning the truth about his story did early on. People knew that story was bogus. And when black leftist comedians start calling out these light-skinned Negroes, you know things are bad for the left. So I can't wait for this thing to resolve itself. I know where it's going to end up, but I can't wait for it to resolve itself because we're going to get some justice, not just with Smollett, but in other places too.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House press secretary is accusing House Democrats of playing a dangerous and shameful game with security clearances.
They're asking for personal, private, and confidential information from individuals that they know that they have no right to see, and they're putting the 3 million people that do have a security clearance at risk.
Democrats are demanding information about security clearances after a White House whistleblower claims the Trump administration overruled 25 denials of security clearances that were made by career government employees. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says allegations of inappropriate behavior against former VP Joe Biden are not disqualifying. Biden is considering a presidential run in 2020, but Pelosi also says that Biden saying, "I'm sorry that you were offended," is not an apology. Two women have come forward accusing Biden, who's expected to run for president in 2020, of unwelcome physical contacts. This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello, Kevin. This is Matthew calling you in the city of Salem in the People's Republic of Oregon. Yeah, Jesse Smollett, and when he was giving his I'm Still Innocent speech, he said something about the movement. What movement is he talking about? His Radical Mother's Black Panther movement? Is that the movement that he's talking about? Just had to know your thoughts on that. Hey, thanks a lot, and God bless you for all you do, Kevin. Really appreciate you out here in America. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Great call. Great question. Great query. Query, rather. Matthew, appreciate it. KJRadio.com is what you're listening to, folks. I am Kevin Jackson. One of my friends is she was a lady that was in my movie, in fact, and she's a very... well-known in certain circles. Her name is Heather McDonald. And she talks about when prosecutorial discretion is woke. And it's a great article because it touches on the type of people now that these prosecutors like Kim Fox are and where they get their radical nature. And it speaks to what the caller was talking about with Jussie Smollett's mother, a friend of Angela Davis, a product of the Black Panthers of the 60s, with whom, by the way, I don't have a problem with the Black Panthers of the 60s. The Black Panthers of the 60s were fighting against true Democrat oppression of black folks, where the Democrat leaders were sending cops into black neighborhoods to effectively give us beatdowns. And I'm not telling you there wasn't a level of criminality in the black neighborhoods, but there were good people who were getting beaten down because they wanted to make sure we stayed on the plantation. So I'm not condemning the Black Panthers. I talk often, my dad was a member of the Black Panthers. I'm not radical. I would never be a member of the new Black Panthers, but I very well could have been a member of the Black Panthers, protecting our neighborhoods from rogue cops who were sicked on black folks by rogue politicians known as Democrats. And by the way, the same Democrats exist today. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. So that wasn't my problem, though. My problem with Jussie Smollett's mother is the many other things. And by the way, Jussie Smollett's got a little sister who's also an actress. Talented family. Seemed very loving and caring and all that. But they were so raised, so ethnocentrically Democrat. Think about this. A Jewish man dating a black woman, having children with a black woman back in the day. We're talking about a family. These parents have his parents are probably in their 50s. I think his mom's like 55 or so. So, you know, they've seen a bit. The father's probably a little older. It wasn't cool for a Jewish man, a white guy, dating a black woman, there was already a radical element. And I'm not being mad about that. That's a good thing. I'm glad a Jewish man said, heck with convention. But they are taking their ire out on the wrong people and not blaming the real folks of who it is. Think about the Jewish and blacks who vote overwhelmingly Democrat. And if you go back and look at any of the oppression they suffered, it's at the hands of Democrats. And it's true to this day. Sounds like a broken record. But Heather writes a story about the expunging of this 16-count felony indictment against Smollett for faking a hate crime against himself is being treated as a manifestation of Chicago machine politics, whereby the politically well-connected enjoy a different standard of justice than anyone else. Feminist attorney Tina Chin, former chief of staff to First Lady Michelle Obama, had contacted the Cook County prosecutor, Kim Fox, about the case on behalf of a member of Smollett's family. But the dismissal of a seemingly watertight case based on the sworn confessions of Smollett's two co-conspirators and reams of physical evidence represents more than celebrity justice. This is what was so cool about what Heather said. It is rather the latest example of the incursion of academic identity politics into the workings of government. Had Smollett been a straight white male who had staged his own attack by a fake Antifa Trump antagonist, he would most certainly still be facing a trial and a prospect of prison time. But Fox is a leading figure in the recent national wave of, get this, progressive local prosecutors who came to power by playing race politics. She campaigned on critical race theory credo that the criminal justice system is endemically biased. She inveighed against the so-called school-to-prison pipeline, promised to reduce racial disparities in prosecutions. Last month, she dismissed aggravated battery charges against a 16-year-old student who had attacked two Chicago police officers. Are you aware of this? Most people don't know that about her. Chicago's police union argued that the dismissal of the charges fit a pattern of favoring offenders over police officers. Fox operates in a cultural milieu that holds that the fact that a hate crime is a hoax is less important than the fact it could have been true. Prosecuting Smollett could have sent another black man to prison. Is there a race-based system of justice here? Dismissal of the case usually follows the process of a deferred prosecution. Only after the defendant has accepted responsibility, stayed out of trouble for at least 6 months, and made restitution will charges be vacated. Jussie Smollett not only denied responsibility, he also proclaimed his innocence had been vindicated. The state's attorney office cited 16 hours of, quote, community service that Smollett performed at the headquarters of, predictably, Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition as an indication of his goodwill and rehabilitation. He spent time in a push store, quote, encouraging visitors to purchase push gear and offered marketing tips, Jesse Jackson said. Smollett gave advice to Rainbow Push's membership team. Smollett's lawyer denied that any of the community service was required as a condition of his dismissal of his charges. That's a lie. I mean, they deny it, but it certainly looks like it. Kim Fox campaigned on, quote, improving transparency in the Chicago criminal justice system, but the actions of her office in the Smollett case may have been opaque. Prosecutors announced preemptively that the record in the case would be sealed, but there is virtually no precedent for immediately sealing a criminal case involving an adult, even if the defendant is found not guilty. Defendants must typically file a motion to seal their case, and the police are given the opportunity to contest the motion. Why did Fox's office rush to bury the details of Smollett's apparent hoax? They now have reportedly reversed the decision to seal the records, but only after an outcry from the media. This is not about dual justice, folks. This is about the type of prosecutors that now no longer look at crime as crime. Remember when Al Sharpton said of Michael Brown, he didn't steal nothing. He didn't commit no crime. You know what he said? He's saying that even though this man is seen on video taking these cigarillos or whatever he's going to take, that's not a crime in the black community. He's only getting back what he deserved from this Pakistani man. You know, he's been oppressed. We don't consider that a crime. We consider that just getting your peace, getting even. Volunteering for the Chicago Police Department's Explorers Program would have been a better way for Smollett to have made restitution. Chicago PD devoted copious resources to finding Smollett's alleged assailants, interviewing more than 100 individuals, and laboriously constructing a timeline of the alleged attack from public and private cameras. At least 12 detectives worked full-time trying to hunt down Smollett's fictitious white supremacist lynch mob. Such valuable shoe leather detective work could have been better spent trying to solve Chicago's real shootings, many of which are witnessed, though bystanders rarely cooperate. But the political fever around hate in Trump's America is a more pressing political concern than garden variety drive-bys, especially since both the victim and the perpetrator in these shootings are almost always invariably black. Where is the advantage to the social justice narrative in investing resources just to prosecute more black people? Not surprisingly, Smollett is still availing himself of the rhetoric of academic victimology, vowing to, quote, fight for the justice, equality, and betterment of marginalized people everywhere. His attorney dodged a press question about whether he would sue the police department. Let's hope that Smollett's narcissism overwhelms any prudence on this part of his legal team and he reopens the case to public scrutiny. I said the same thing. I hope Smollett goes ahead and lets us take a look again at this complete farce. I hope that they do that. I hope the Democrats are stupid enough to allow this to occur. Heather continues, before Fox, there was Maryland State Attorney Marilyn Mosby, another product of the racism industrial complex. Mosby brought inflated charges against six Baltimore police officers for the death of a drug dealer, Freddie Gray, and was rebuked by a judge for her prosecutorial overreach. Though the criminal investigations in the Obama Justice Department include that the hands-up-don't-shoot narrative against Ferguson, Missouri officer Darren Wilson for fatally shooting Michael Brown was a fabrication, the civil rights attorneys in the Justice Department went ahead and issued a tendentious report accusing the Ferguson Police Department and court system of racism anyway. More and more law school graduates are steeped in believed survivors' ideology and critical race theory will enter positions of power in the criminal justice system in the coming years. Whether they erode our expectations of political neutrality in favor of social justice remains to be seen. Well, let me tell you, folks, that's who's now occupying our court benches.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah. And
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
First came Trumpy Bear, roaring in the wilderness. Now, soaking quietly through the woods because she lost the election, comes Hilda Beast. Behold her majestic pantsuit and the bottle of hot sauce she uses to connect with minority voters. Plus, locate her secret zipper to reveal the thousands of destroyed emails. Or press her paw to hear her laugh. Proudly display Hilda Beast in any house, except, of course, the White House.
I'm with her, and she's with me.
Hilda B. stands up bravely for all women, other than the ones who accuse her husband of sexual assault.
I believe all women, but not those women.
And Hilda B. is super plush, so you can hug her close when you get triggered by the daily news.
America will never be a socialist country.
And when you get tired of Hilda B., pack her away, never to be seen again. But she'll be back, because once you choose Hildebees, you're stuck with her forever.
That was just a piece of a commercial that apparently some conservatives put together to run against Hillary Clinton. There have been some creative ones. We've played a couple of them for you guys. One of them that really used to crack me up was we had one of her laughing with that crazy, that cackle laugh. But we had another where she was unleashed on the Middle East, and it truly is one of the funniest things that I've heard in a while. Maybe we'll play it. If we don't play it today, we'll play it again just for shiggles another day. Here's why I'm bringing this up. People are starting to make fun of the left. Jussie Smollett got made fun of by Chris Rock. Okay, Hillary Clinton's been made fun of now. Joe Biden under attack. Bernie Sanders no longer the gravitas that he used to have. Not that he had a whole lot anyway to begin with. They're making fun of Ocasio-Cortez in multiple ways, doing skits on all of these people, all of their craziness. All that's because of you. We're winning. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. So much news. I want to use this segment to talk about the things we haven't talked about. We did it earlier in the broadcast because it was worth hearing about. The things that I can't cover. See, I don't like to just tell you a topic. Now, we did this earlier. Let me just tell you some of the topics we talked about. Where do we cover it? Let's see. That's not even it, is it? No, here it is. Okay, crazy world. So a man, 33, was arrested for sexually assaulting and strangling a female jogger to death before dumping her body in a lake. Venezuela's going to ration electricity for a month because there are nationwide power cuts. They have a power shortage. Mystery letter from a law enforcement source claiming a jacked up white guy killed Karina Vintrano and the NYPD is withholding evidence. I said that story reminded me of Smollett. Because it's a black guy that killed this woman, but they want to blame a white guy for doing it. Rapper Nipsey Hussle was killed in front of his L.A. clothing store. South Carolina student was killed by a fake Uber driver, happened to be a black guy. That was just some of the crazy news we reported earlier. I didn't even expound on any of it because, honestly, it would have been a segment, at least a segment, to talk about, for example, the guy who killed the woman who got into the Uber. Here's the scenario. Woman calls for an Uber. She's obviously, I mean, not obviously, but likely a little bit inebriated. She's calling for a car. It's 2:00 in the morning, whatever. She gets in the wrong car. I don't know if it did it have the Uber little emblem? Was this guy a complete fake? I don't know. But I'm just saying, it's got all the trappings of leftism on it. Girls out with friends partying. Not that we don't party, but as a friend, I wouldn't just let my friend go get in an Uber by herself if she's drunk. To be honest with you, I probably wouldn't let her get in an Uber by herself if she weren't drunk. I'd go out and go, now let me walk you to your car. Make sure you get in okay. Everything's good to go. Now, I don't know. Maybe the rules have changed since I was a youngster. But I don't recall ever letting a female friend of mine. I've done it with my buddies, with my boys, but I've never done it with a friend girl where she's like, okay, well, I'm going to go get in a taxi. I went to go look to see who's the cabbie, look at his number, you know, look him in the face and go, I got you, you know, that kind of thing. But no, that happened. So anyway, we could have easily talked about that for an entire segment. Has it happened before? We could have put it in the context of Uber. By the way, this has nothing to do with Uber. It was an Uber-like service. Maybe the taxi commission is really making the taxi lobby is making a big deal. Oh, it was an Uber-like vehicle. Uber-like in what regard? Because it was a black sedan? That doesn't mean it's Uber. Why not? It was Lyft related. Lyft just went public. You get what I'm saying? There's all kinds of exercises, curiosities in my brain that we could talk about. I didn't even talk about it. We just did headlines. You want some more? Here's a headline. 65 reporters or more worked offline with the Clinton campaign in order to keep Donald Trump out. The count is at least 65 prominent media figures. I mean, you really want to look at electioneering, people that were trying to shift the favor of the election, or, you know, tipping in the Hillary Clinton's the balance, if you will. 65 media folks, and they want us to trust them. They don't want us to believe that they're fake news. How much time do you want to spend on that? Because I could list them, and we could go individually. Let me put it to you this way. If we did them individually, it would be 65 segments, because we could delve into each of them and their pathology and what they've said about Trump and analyze them. And we could do it and quite frankly, make it collegial. It would be so much work, such a volume of work, 65 chapters of people who were anti-Trump, that had the bully pulpit of the pen and the sword. You know what I'm saying? They could write whatever they want about Donald Trump. He could do nothing. And they did that. And the count is 65. And what devious things did they do? How much colluding did they do? I could go on. We'll never know. You could just do a special counsel into looking at the media malpractice that was done and how they tried to influence the election and what part they played in the coup. We already know they were involved in the FBI thing with the dossier and all that stuff. What else? What are the devious things that they do? And oh, by the way, what do they have planned? We watched them in action with Jussie Smollett, didn't we? Wow, what kind of system of justice do we have? What kind of system do we have is supposed to be a system of checks and balances? From what do they call the media, the fourth or the fifth estate or whatever it is? Why aren't they doing their job? That's just a little bit. What about this one? Hey, here's one. The radical left doesn't want censorship, citizenship question on the census. You know, who cares what these clowns want? We should demand that there's a question of citizenship on the census. Why are we discussing this? There should be no discussion of this. That's automatic. If I went to a country and they said, are you a citizen or are you not? I wouldn't be offended.
It's open borders.
The question is, hey, have you paid in? Have you paid your dues? Do you understand the cultural context of what you're about to enter into? Do you understand what you're about to be a part of? If the answer is no, I'm a foreigner. No, I do not. I don't know the politics of Sweden. I don't know the politics of Poland. I don't know the politics of Russia. I only know what I've been told. And let me tell you something. I'm not educated enough to make a decision on what direction you need to go. Now, I can give you some hints. I can tell you this. In the United States, capitalism really works. But there's not a country on the planet that can look at us and go, you know, in Sweden, our system works. Or in, you know, wherever, in China, our system works. No, it doesn't. No, it does not. What works best is what we are proving here in the United States. That's what works best. Our system of capitalism. China's economy is not growing anywhere near what it was growing before. I've read you guys a note from a friend of mine, Dan, who's over there, who said, Kevin, these factories are idle. These people don't have things to do. They don't have orders coming in. The Trump trade war, if you want to call it that, has decimated the Chinese economy, and it's not looking good, and they better get something going. This is not conjecture. This is a friend of mine on the ground who sees these factories not working, that people are not going into the factories. Now, I'm not telling you he's the sage and knows everything across the board in China, but he's pretty in the know. He's a political guy. He's been over there a couple years now teaching martial arts. I think I trust what he's telling me. And here's what I can tell you. He knows more than any of these other guys, any of these pundits. They're, for them, they just phone it in. They don't even bother to go look. I'll tell you what. I'll be able to give you a report back soon, because I'm going to head over to China and visit with Dan. Dan, you heard it, so I'm coming, brother. What else we got? Well, Donald Trump canceled funding to Pakistan. Said, if you're not going to help us out in the war on terror, we're done with you. I could talk. How much time can we spend on that? What about the message, the canceling the money going to Central America? That's a whole other discussion, but I'm out of time.
This is
the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.